The Plains of Passage by Jean M. Owl, read by Rowena Cooper. Chapter 1. The woman caught a glimpse of movement through the dusty haze ahead, and wondered if it was the wolf she had seen loping in front of them earlier. She glanced at her companion with a worried frown, then looked for the wolf again, straining to see through the blowing dust. "Chandala, look," she said, pointing ahead. Toward her left, the vague outlines of several conical tents could just be seen through the dry, gritty wind. The wolf was stalking some two-legged creatures that had begun to materialize out of the dusty air, carrying spears aimed directly at them. "I think we've reached the river, but I don't think we're the only ones who wanted to camp there, Ayla," the man said, pulling on a lead rein to halt his horse. The woman signalled her horse to a stop by tightening a thigh muscle, exerting a subtle pressure that was so reflexive she didn't even think of it as controlling the animal. Ayla heard a menacing growl from deep in the wolf's throat, and saw that his posture had shifted from a defensive stance to an aggressive one. He was ready to attack. She whistled, a sharp, distinctive sound that resembled a bird call, though not from a bird anyone had ever heard. The wolf gave up his stealthy pursuit and bounded toward the woman astride the horse. "Wolf, stay close," she said, signalling with her hand at the same time. The wolf trotted beside the dun-yellow mare as the woman and man on horseback slowly approached the people standing between them and the tents. A gusty, fitful wind holding the fine loess soil in suspension swirled around them, obscuring their view of the spearholders. Ayla lifted her leg over and slid down from the horse's back. She knelt beside the wolf, put one arm over his neck and the other across his chest to calm him and hold him back if necessary. She could feel the snarl rumbling in his throat.